This is Angers' most famous landmark, an 800-year-old castle, the ambience of which is slightly ruined by 21st century traffic outside. I've just walked up one of its 17 towers. It's a circular room with four lookout points, like this one, cut into the wall. This is where men would kneel or stand if they were short enough and keep an eye out for unwelcome visitors. Well, Angers is a pretty unremarkable place, even according to its own tourist board. It's only as glamorous as France's 17th city. Now, though, as well as this castle and having France's oldest medieval tapestry, it's becoming known for something else: football.
My name is Laurent Biaud. I played in Angers between 89 and 93. Now, more persons know where is Angers. They know that there was a castle in Angers, but there was a team too. When I played here, he looked like an amateur's club. There was 6,000 fans, and now it was 16,000 fans to the stadium.
Angers are playing Monaco today, which is a big game for both teams. Angers were second, but have slipped back a bit after a couple of defeats, one of them a 5-1 thrashing by Paris Saint-Germain, so that it's now Monaco who are second. But this fixture also highlights just how well Angers have done this season. Their sporting director, Olivier Picquet, says that the club's entire annual budget, that's for wages, transfer fees, tea bags, everything, is actually less than the price Monaco paid for one of their midfielders, João Moutinho, who's playing out there today.
We have a budget of 22 million euros, the second smallest in Ligue 1. That takes in everyone who works here, and the academy too. It's not the salary of one player, it's the global budget for the club. We have good knowledge of the second division, and our objective was to spend 0 euros on players. So we are the only club in France in the first division to have spent 0 euros on players. In France, it's a bit of a taboo subject to talk about player salaries. But what I can say is that the wage budget is 8.5 million euros for this year.
Well, it's an absolutely filthy day weather-wise in Angers. There's been steady rain since the morning, and everyone who's come to the stadium is well and truly wrapped up in their coats and scarves and hats and goodness only knows how many other layers. When it comes to football, the people of the town are just as fickle as anyone else. But this season, the exploits of the team have really caught their imagination.
Before, it was part of the town, but not a very important part. But now, with the result of the first team, all the people here was very proud of the team.
Do you have some time for the BBC very quickly?
No, it's not the BBC, is it?
Yeah.
No, I believe you.
And with that, he was gone. But here is a fan who will speak to us, Angers fan. What do you make of how well your season has gone? Are you surprised?
Yes, we are. We thought that we would stay in Ligue 1, but we didn't think that we could do what they are doing now. We expect now to be in the 10 better teams in France. I don't think we could do the Europa League, but being 6 or 7 could be reasonable, I think.
Well, Angers seem to have recovered from the 5-1 defeat they suffered to Paris Saint-Germain in their previous match, because they're leading 1-0. And it's that kind of resilience, that kind of spirit, which winger Gilles Sounou, who began his professional career with Arsenal, says is a main factor of their success so far this season.
What makes a difference is the solidarity, the team spirit. And yeah, everyone is working hard for each other on the pitch. Hopefully we can get the 42 points quickly to stay in the first league. When I first came here, there was not a lot of players who had already played in the first league, so everyone was expecting us to fight for the relegation till the end of the season, but we've been on the first 3 or 4 places since the beginning of the season. So yeah, at the beginning of the season, I think like everyone, I was a bit surprised. But now I think you deserve to be where you are.
Where they are, after beating Monaco 3-0, but then losing to Reims on Wednesday, is fourth in the table. Still 5 points from those magical 42, but intriguingly, just 2 points off the top three, which would be enough to take Olivier Piqueur's little Angers into the European Champions League.
I hope from the bottom of my heart that we will succeed and finish in third place, which will allow us to dream about the Champions League, which will be crazy. It will give meaning to this interview. We will try to continue and carry on playing against the odds and maintain this crazy rhythm that we've had since the start of the season.